Good morning again. We'll do this morning's reading, and it's from the book of Matthew, and that's on page 965 of the Church Bibles. So page 965 is Matthew, and it's chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 18 through to verse 25. So 965, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through to verse 25. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what she is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
This is the word of the Lord.
Well, please keep that Bible open in front of you. Please keep it in your hands. We're going to be looking at it for a few moments together. Now, three wealthy sons each gave their mother, their elderly mother, a Christmas present. The first son gave her a new house. The second son gave her a new car. But the third said to his brothers, "You know, Mum can't see very well these days, so I've spent £20,000 on the most gifted parrot that money can buy, and I've trained it to recite all her favourite poetry. It's amazing. She's going to love it." Well, after Christmas, the old lady, she wrote to her three sons, she wrote some thank you letters to them. To the first son, she wrote, "Well, thank you so much for the house, but it's rather too large, and I much prefer living in my small flat." To the second son, she wrote, "Well, thank you so much for the car, but, well, my eyesight, it's not very good anymore, and I can't drive anymore, really." And to the third son, she wrote, "Well, my dear son, thank you so much for your gift. At least you have the good sense to know what your mother really likes. That chicken was delicious." It's always good to hear a bad joke on Christmas Day, isn't it? Christmas is about giving and receiving gifts. We've already done some of that this morning. I know some of you have done that at home too. It's great to give gifts, isn't it? It's great to think about what the person's going to really like and to sort of put that care into it. You want to get them just what's right for them, what they really need, maybe. And it's great when they open the present and they receive it with joy. But sometimes gifts aren't understood by the recipient, are they? They just don't know why you gave it to them. They don't understand it. And sometimes gifts just aren't wanted. Each year, eBay has up to 500,000 gifts put up before Boxing Day. Maybe some of you have done that already this morning, I don't know. Gifts that the giver thought were going to be great for the person who was receiving it. Exactly what they needed. But the person who receives it thinks, "I don't know what to do with that." And they think, "I don't understand why you've given that to me." Or maybe it's just, "I don't really want that at all." Maybe you opened one this morning and you said thank you probably because you're polite. But really you're thinking, "I've got no idea what to do with that. Charity shop on Monday, you know." Christmas is about giving and receiving gifts. And it's always been about giving and receiving. In fact, that's what we see in our story. Joseph is given a gift. And it's a gift that he doesn't understand And it's a gift that he doesn't want, at least not straight away. But as we will see, he will learn that this gift is one thoughtfully given by the giver. It's one that he really, really needs. And it's a gift that he has to receive. So if you have a look down at the page, go back to the page where we started, page 965 and verse 18, we see the start of our story. Joseph and Mary, they're betrothed. That means they're about to get married. And I'm sure like any betrothal or engagement, it's a really exciting time, isn't it? You're looking forward to all these things. And then some shocking news comes Joseph's way. Mary is preggers. And it's not his baby. They're not even married yet. Big blow-ups, I'm sure you can imagine. Joseph doesn't want this. He doesn't understand this, at least not yet. And he knows that the marriage can't go ahead now. But he doesn't want to embarrass Mary, does he? He's a good guy. And so he wants to just help this thing to go away quietly, to quietly break off this relationship. But then that's not even the biggest surprise, is it? There's an even bigger surprise that comes along. An angel, one of God's messengers, appears to Joseph and explains to him what's going on. He explains that despite how it appears, this baby is a precious gift from a very thoughtful giver. Now, I wonder what your wrapping skills are like. Not your sort of wrapping skills, but your wrapping present skills. Now, my wife is excellent. Every package is sort of neatly folded. The sellotape's all in the right place. There's a bow on the top, that sort of thing. I'm rubbish. That's basically the only way to describe it. My wrapping is rubbish. Now, I wrapped up a present that I put under the tree here this morning. You can probably tell what it is. Maybe one of the children would like to come and find it. Anyone want to volunteer to find it? Reuben, come and then find the present. I'll tell you, there's a clue. It's wrapped up really badly. You can find that. Thank you. You got it? Yeah, that's the one. If you bring it over and put it on the table, that'd be great. Hey, Navon, you can come as well. I don't know why, but you can come up in the next for the next one, Navon, okay? You go sit back down. Thank you, Ruben. That's it. That's fine. You can go sit down. So you can see that I tried my best, but I've not really done the greatest job at wrapping that present. Well, the baby that's Joseph is told about, it appears to Joseph at first glance that it's been wrapped pretty badly. It appears to be a big mess, this situation, to him. It's not wrapped up like he'd expect, but perhaps we could say that this gift that Joseph is given, it comes with a tag attached. We're told who this gift is from. We're told twice, in fact. The baby's conceived by the Holy Spirit. We're told once by the narrator and once by the angel in verse 20. So look down at verse 20, halfway through. The angel says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Now, throughout the Bible, God is shown to be the great giver. He's so generous. He gives food, he gives shelter, he gives clothes, he gives money, he gives love, all kinds of good things. In fact, everything that we have is a gift from God. And because he's God, he always gets his gifts right. He thinks about what the best gift will be, and then he gives it. But sometimes things come into our lives that look a bit like this. We don't feel like it's a great gift from God. Maybe you've had that experience. The packaging doesn't look right. But God always gives the right gift. This gift seems wrong to Joseph, but it isn't because God has given it, and he never gives the wrong gift. Jesus is a gift from God, thoughtfully given by this great giver. Now, sometimes someone wraps a gift up, and they do it in such a way that you know exactly what it is before you've opened it. Maybe you had one like that this morning. Now, my dad, he used to get around this problem by using the same box every year to wrap up my mum's presents. So she'd get a different gift every year, but it'd be in the same size and shape. And I know it's genius, isn't it? And you can use that next year if you'd like to. Keep a box, give it again. Sometimes, you know, you can't hide things. Sometimes it's quite fun, isn't it, to look at a present when it's all wrapped up and you think, I know exactly what that is. Well, we've got one of those this morning. Navon, now's your chance. Come back up. The gift is behind the tree, so maybe you could go and find it. You got it? Careful of the cables there. Yeah, that's the one. Good man. Thank you. I'll take that. Now, I wonder if you can tell what it is. It's fairly obvious what it is, isn't it? Let's just stand that up over here. Oh, I knew that wasn't going to work. Let's do that. Right. The gift that God gives to Joseph is like this. It's exactly what it says it is. God wants Joseph to know exactly what he's getting before he gets it. He tells him, before he's seen it, what's coming. And even more than that, he tells him what this gift is for, what it means. He reveals to him that this gift is a gift that he really needs. A gift that all human beings really need. We find the answer in verse 21. Look down at verse 21 that goes over the page. She will give birth to a son. And you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Then Matthew, the author, he tells us something more. Verse 22. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God knows his people. He knows what they need most of all. And so he gives us his son, Jesus, who's called Emmanuel, God with us. And what for? What is our greatest need? It's our need of salvation, to be saved from our sins. So the Bible teaches that all human beings have rebelled against God, turned their backs on him, rejected his authority over us. We deserve God's anger for that sin, and death is the punishment that he decrees. But God loves us. He loves you. And so he gives his son. His son is born in Bethlehem to die in Jerusalem. And when Jesus dies, he dies carrying all the sin of his people in himself. He falls under God's judgment, bearing his anger against all of our sin. And he does it in our place to save us. Christmas is about the cross. It's God's gift of his son to meet our greatest need, our need to be saved from our sins. Jesus is a gift from God that we really need. Now there's one final question we're going to ask this morning. What must we do with this gift? And we're going to answer it in a moment. But before we do, we're going to sing a song. Please stand. We're going to sing of this child who was born in Bethlehem. Please take a seat. Please take your Bibles up again. I've got one more gift left. Here it is. And this is a gift for a very special person in my life. It's a gift for my oldest daughter, Abigail. Abigail is 10 years old last week. I've known her for 10 years, as I'm sure you could guess. I've really thought about this gift. She's going to love it. It's just for her. And I spent so much time and effort putting into choosing it. I'm so excited to be able to give it to her this morning. Abigail, why don't you come up and open it for us now? No thanks. Come on, it's for you. I chose it for you. Come on. It's fine. It's fine. You don't want it. Come on, this is for you. No. Oh, sorry, this is a bit awkward. Sorry, I'm not really sure what to say. Maybe someone else would like to come and open it. Layla, okay. Layla, you want it? Come up. You can open it. You are, yeah. Hey, look at that.
Chocolate.
Maybe we could share this with everybody else at the end, you think?
No.
No? Okay. Go and sit down, Layla. A gift needs to be received with joy. Joseph, in our story, he's got a choice to make, hasn't he? He can choose to reject God's words. He can choose to carry on with his plan, to do whatever he wants to do, to get out of this situation. Or he can receive this great gift that God has given to him. Reject or receive? Well, in our story, we read that he makes the right choice, doesn't he? He's obedient to God's words. He does what God has said. He marries Mary and he adopts Jesus as his own son. He makes the right choice. Now, this morning, I want you to know that you have the same choice to make. You can reject or receive the gift of Jesus Christ. Christmas is about giving and receiving gifts with joy. God has given us his son, Jesus. He came from God with love. He's the gift that meets our greatest need, our need to be saved from our sins and the death that that brings. He made that possible by dying on that cross in our place. But the question this morning is, will you reject or receive this gift of God's Son, Jesus Christ? And can I urge you this morning that Christmas Day is a great day to receive Jesus with joy. He will save you from your sins. He will save you from death. And he will be Emmanuel to you. He will be God with you both today and on Boxing Day tomorrow and next week and next year and the year after and on and on and on into eternity. Receive Jesus today. Let's pray together. Lord God, we praise you and thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, that you gave him as the greatest gift that's ever been given in order to save us from our sins. Thank you that Jesus not only came to this earth, but he also went to a cross, died in the place of sinners, carrying our sin in himself and suffering your wrath in our place. Thank you that if we will receive him, we can become your children and we can have you as God with us for eternity. We receive you today, Lord Jesus, in his name. Amen.